Today's shiur is dedicated for S'chus, for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechet Nedarim, Daf Nun Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph. The last word on the top line, Masiv Rami Bechama. In our shiurim, in our last number of shiurim, we have been discussing what is the halacha if you have something that's usur, that was planted, and then the gedulim that grow out from this Isser are rubble, are end up being more than the Isser we began with. What will be the halacha? We've had the opinion of Rabbi Yanai and the opinion of Rabbi Yanai versus the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonason, where Rabbi Yanai holds that a batzel shel truma that was planted and the gedulim outnumber the ikar, it's not considered truma anymore. And the Rabbi Yochanan disagree. Most Rabbi Bechama. So Rabbi Bechama asked the following question. We learned in the Mishnah, as we began our sugya, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayinam and Aleph, if somebody said, Kainim Peres Elu Alai, Kainim Heim Alpi, Kainim Heim Lefi, the halacha is, in all these situations, Asa Lahenis, he may not benefit, B'chilufayim or B'gidulayim. You're not allowed to have any benefit from the gedulim and the chilufim. So we see that what is planted is in the ground remains usur. Says the Mishnah, Shari. But if he said Shari Oichel Shari Toyim, then the halacha is mutar b'chilufayim u'b'gedulayim. So where do we see that there's no problem with the gedulim? Bedavar pshazar kala, strictly by something that's planted in the ground, which deteriorates, wheat, barley, fruit. So since the iser that was planted in the ground deteriorated, the halacha is that the gedulim are not osur. Al bedavar she'ein zar kala, but when we speak about onions, garlic, that what is planted remains. Only thing is that it just grows. I feel gedule asurim, because the base always remains there. But the gedulim, in these cases, are mutter. But even though the gedulim are mutter, as long as the original iser still remains, the halacha is that it's not mevatel. They don't have the ability to be mevatel it. So the question is, how did Rabbi Yanai hold that it does have the ability to be mevatelet. Amar Rav Abba says, Rav Abba, you can't bring a raya from that situation, because shani kainamis. Here we're speaking about nedarim, and hoyavi boy mitchulayu, since when somebody makes a nether, he always has the option of being mater nether. So now it falls into the category, which we've been speaking many times in our shiur about, of a dovashesh lematirim. It's not an iser that will remain. And since it's a davishesh loymatirin, that's why it's mutter. Of course, the Merami Sada asks an interesting question. Yes, you could be matter and nether, but you could only be matter and nether if you have a reason to be matter and nether. If there's no reason to be matter and nether, you can't just be matter and nether. And therefore, the question is, asked the Merami Sada, how could the Gemara call all the Dorim a Dovashesh Lematirim? Maybe there is no way of being matted this nether. So one teretz is that, as we discussed previously in our Masechta, when we spoke about methods of being matted nether, we saw that there are opinions that hold that you could be matted nether just by charoto. So if all you need to have is charoto to be matted nether, so then it's not so difficult to find a way to be matter nether. But even according to the opinions that we've learned that say you can't be matter nether just with charata, the Merai Misada says that our Gemara holds that since there's a possibility, nedarim are the type of a situation where there is a possibility you could be matter nether, even if in this particular nether you wouldn't be able to be matted this nether, it's still considered davashesh lematirim. And therefore, You can't, says the Gemara, by Nedarim, there's a concept that it's a davar shesh lematirim, and that's why it's bottle. It's not bottle. Ask the Gemara if that's the approach you're going to take. Ask the Gemara for a truma. What about truma? Dibay mitchalei. As we've said in previous shiurim, the way produce is designated as truma is by the person who's giving the truma verbally designating, being mafresh and saying that this should be truma. So that's a verbal designation, which is a form of a neder. So just like as we just learned, you could be matter neder, you could be matter and say that this designation of truma I'm being matter it. I'll take truma again, obviously, but I could undo it. So ask the Gemara, right? Truma the boy mitchalei. You could be shoyl, and still the loch is a bottle berayv. The loch is that truma becomes bottle. The tanan, the Mishnah Masech the Trumas, Perek Hay Mishnah Aleph teaches us. Sa shal truma tameya. A saw of non of tamei truma shenafel pachs mei chulin that fell into less than 100 chulin. The ratio of bittel by truma is a ratio of 100 to 1. Here you don't have the proper ratio, so the entire mixture has to be treated like truma tameya, and there's not much you could do with truma tameya. And tirkav, the halacha is that you have to let it rot. Halameya, if it fell into a ratio of 100 to 1, then the halacha would be tala, could become bottle. So we see that truma, even though it's a davar sheish le matirin, the halacha ought to be that it should not be bottle, according to what we just learned, yet we see it is bottle. So Rishash asks the question, how can we compare Nedarim to Truma? When somebody is mafresh Truma, he makes a bracha. And if now he's going to go and be matter neder on that designation of Truma, it'll turn out that his bracha was a bracha of Atala. So the Rishash says a very important chiddush. He says that if somebody, when he made a bracha, had the proper intention, when he made the bracha, it was his intention to make a bracha because that was what he was required to do. And then something came up that made that the bracha is a bracha of atala, that he didn't do what he thought he was going to do. That isn't considered a bracha of atala. He gives an example. He says, if somebody washes his hands because it was his intention to eat bread, and he washed his hand and made a bracha al natilas yadayim, and then he changed his mind and doesn't want to eat bread. He says, since when he washed his hands, it was his intention. He says it's a ritva. Since it was his intention when he washed his hands that it should be a proper bracha, even though ultimately he didn't eat bread, it's not a bracha latala. The simpler answer to give, which some poskim can give, because they don't agree with this concept. And they say, certainly, this would be a circumstance of a bracha batala. So the way they explain this Gemara is that there are situations where somebody is mafresh truma and he doesn't make a bracha, either because he just didn't make a bracha, or either because he just didn't make a bracha. But even if you didn't make a bracha, it doesn't negate, it doesn't nullify that it's a proper hafrashas truma, or there are situations in a halacha where the halacha tells us that we're not quite certain about the obligation to take truma that don't make a bracha. So the Gemara will be referring to one of those situations where there was no bracha made on this truma, and therefore the truma should become batal. So we see that the fact that you can be mat and nether doesn't make it into a davar sheish lematirim. So why, by Nedarim, are we saying that it doesn't become batal because in Nedarim a davar sheish lematirim? Answers the Gemara, Amri, the in Yeshiva, they answered that Mishnah is referring to a situation, but truma biyat koyin eskinin, that the truma is already in the hands of the koyin, that the halach is the loy motzim mitchalei. At that point, that you can't anymore be matan neder on the truma. Most Rishonim explain that what it means here is that once it comes into the Kohen hand, not only can the Kohen not be matir neder on it, because it wasn't his designation that made it into truma. But even the Yisrael, who was the one that originally designated this produce as truma, once he gives it to the kohen, he can't be matir neder. He loses that ability. That's the way most Rishonim, that's the Rashba and the Ran and the Rosh, most Rishonim explain the Gemara that way. There are, however, Rishonim that disagree and say that even when the Truma is in the hands of the Kohen, yes, the Kohen, since it was not he who was mafresh this Truma, does not have the ability to be matir neder, the Yisrael, who originally designated it, can still be matir neder. So how do they explain this Gemara? They explain that once the Yisrael gives it to the Kohen, it's unlikely and uncommon that he's still going to be matir neder. He's already completely given it away, and that's why it's not considered davar sheyesh matirin. Says the Gemara, so now we're explaining that Mishnah Masechta Trumas that taught us that under certain circumstances, Truma could become batal, is referring to a situation when the Truma was already given to the Kohen. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the way we're going to explain that Mishnah. Eima Seifa, let's continue learning that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Im Haisa Tahira, but if the Truma fell in to the Chulim and did not have the proper ratio, did not have the 100-to-1 ratio, so Timachal Kohen, you should sell that Truma to the Kohen, you should sell that mixture to the Kohen. The part that's Truma, it belongs to the Kohen. The rest, since I have to treat it like truma, but it's not something I have to give him for free, he'll pay for it. Obviously, the price of truma is a much more discounted price than regular tefuah, because truma is food that may only be eaten by a kohen tahar, and the truma has to be tahar. But it still has some value, and that's what should be done with it. But now, the question is obvious. If we're saying that we're speaking here about a situation where the Truma is already in the hands of the Kohen, that's how we're explaining that Mishnah. So how do we understand that it should be sold to the Kohen? The Kohen has it already. How do we understand the Mishnah? Ela, Yisrael Shenafle Mebeis Avi Kohen Eskinen. We'll say that the Mishnah over there is referring to a very specific situation. You had a Kohen who received Truma, and then he died. And the Yisrael, who's his grandson, is his Yairish. And there, the halach is that if you could still be matir neder, great. But here, it was ready in the hands of the Kohen. And particularly the way we're learning Peshat and the Gemara, at that point, you can't be matir neder anymore. Ask the Gemara, Vaktani Sefer, but we just learned, Timachal Kohen Chutz Medmei Oisosoya. We should sell it besides that saw. Now, because that saw, as we said, is truma. But if we're saying that it's that saw is already truma, but if we're saying that this is indeed truma, but it's truma that's owned by Yisrael, why is it truma owned by Yisrael? As we just explained, because Yisrael inherited that truma from his grandfather, who was a Kohen. So even that saw, again, the case here is that we have a mixture. What is the mixture? A saw of truma that fell into less than 100 a saw of chulin. And because, as we said, we do not have the proper ratio, the truma cannot become bottle. But if the truma can't become bottle, so it has to be treated like truma, and it should be sold to a kohen. But it says we should sell to the kohen everything besides the value of the saw truma. But why should he be able to get, albeit, as we said a moment ago, a discounted price, but why shouldn't he be at it, because truma is cheaper than regular tefuah, but why should he sell that truma? Why should he not be able to sell even that truma? That truma belongs to him, the Yisrael. Yes, he can't eat it, because he's a Yisrael, but he's the full-fledged owner of that truma, because he inherited it from his grandfather. Says the Gemara, Ela Ema, because of all of these questions, says the Gemara, Ela Ema, we have to have a whole different approach. Bishlam Ekonomis, yes, the halach is that you can be shoyl on a nether, and yes, the halach is, certainly until it falls into the hands of a kohen, the Yisrael who designated produce as truma could be matin neder on it, could be shoyl on that. But there's a very fundamental difference between the dorim and truma. Bishlam kenamis mitzvah l'shul aleim. Not only can you be matin neder by a neder, it's a mitzvah to do so. As the Rav Nosson, the Amar Rav Nosson, kol anoida, whoever makes a neder kilu bana bama, is as if he built a bama, v'mekaymoi, and somebody who keeps that neder and doesn't go to be matin neder is kilu makdaleo. Is like brought a carbon on that bama that we know bismanazeh we're not supposed to bring kabbonis on. We're not supposed to have a bama. We're not supposed to bring kabbonis on a bama. Truma, but by truma, of course, my mitzvah. There is no mitzvah to be shoyl on the truma. And as the Shach says, that even though the halacha is, that as we're learning in our Gemara, you could be shoyl on truma, you could only do so b'shlas atchak. And there has to be a real good reason. And therefore, we can't say that truma is considered a dovish yesh lematirin because we could be shoyl on it. The Shach says we shouldn't do so l'chatchila, and I actually saw a Meiri that suggests that if somebody is shoyel on his designation of truma, to use the words of the Meiri, sheyesh boy srach avera, there's considered to a degree of a srach avera. But Rabbi Kivega says that there are circumstances where halacha does tell us to be shoyel on truma. The halacha is that one is not supposed to be toirim min ha-ro alayofa. As we often have stated in our shiurim, if one has a number of barrels of truma, he doesn't have to take off truma from every barrel individually. He can take off truma for all the barrels for one barrel. But the halacha tells us that the barrel from which you take the truma has to be equal or better in quality to the other barrels. If you took min ha-ro alayofa from a poor quality tvua, for better quality truma, even though the halacha is that the truma is a valid truma, it was improper to do so. And Rav Kivega says that then there is a mitzvah to be shoyl on that designation. There's a mitzvah to be shoyl on designation to correct it and not having taken min ha-ro ala yofa. Furthermore, I saw a very nice pshat, another reason why truma, it would not be considered a Dovashesh Lamatirim. When we speak about a Dovashesh Lamatirim and all of the situations, the halacha is that a Dovashesh Lamatirim is something that by undoing the Isser, it will become mutter. A nether, what we're speaking about here. A nether, what happens is by being shoyl on the nether, whatever was usher to me till now will become mutter. But what happens when I'm shoyl on the truma? So yes, it's no longer truma, but it's now going to be tevel. A dovish yesh lematirim, I sort of say for Chazon Shmuel, suggests, is only in a case where what I'm doing will take off the isser and make it mutter. But here, it won't take off the isser and make it mutter. It'll take off the isser of it being truma, and now a new isser will come in, and that's the isser of tevel. So I saw the Achroinim ask, so Gemara just finished saying that truma is not considered a dovashesh lematirin, as we just explained, but nedarim are considered a dovashesh lematirin. The halacha is that hegdish, we've had previously, that you can be mata hegdish. And that's why hegdish is considered a dovashesh lematirin. But hegdish, there also is no mitzvah to be poida hegdish. And since there's no mitzvah to be paid the hegdish, so why is the hegdish considered davishesh lematirim? So the Shar HaMelech gives a very interesting answer. He says, yes, hegdish, there's three categories. He says, truma, as we just finished explaining, is not considered davishesh lematirim. On the other hand, nedarim are considered davishesh lematirim. Even though, says the Shar HaMelech, being matan neder of a neder is a procedure. You have to go to a bezdin, but since, as the Gemara just said, being matan a neder is a mitzvah, that's why it's considered davishesh lematirim. Hegdish, there is no mitzvah to be matan hegdish, but it's very simple to be matan hegdish. You don't need to go to a bezdin. So on one hand, it's not like a neder where it has a mitzvah to be matan neder. On the other hand, it's very easy to be paid to hegdish. And that's why hegdish is considered a davar sheyesh lematirin. But the Shail Shetshuvos, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, asks, we learned many times in our shiurim the concept of amiros legvoya k'misros lehegit. That as soon as you say something belongs to hegdish, it's like a kinyan. So if we just learned in our gemara, that once you give the truma to the kayin, it no longer, you can no longer be shoyal on it because it's not yours. So once you amagdish it, it belongs to hegdish. Once it belongs to hegdish, it's not yours. If it's not yours anymore, how could you be shoyal on it? How could you be matter the hegdish? So he answers, as the shach explains, there's a difference between the kayin receiving the truma and you dedicating something, pledging something to Hegdish. When you give truma to the Kayin, you did a maisa. You gave that truma to the Kayin. Now you want that dibur that you're going to now be matan neder to be mevatel that maisa. And there's a rule throughout that ain't dibur mevatel maisa. A words cannot be mevatel the maisa. So my being matan neder will not have the ability to undo this that I gave it to the Kohen. However, by Hegdish, when do we say Amiros L'Gvoy K'Misros L'Hegit? We say it in a situation where I pledged it to Hegdish, but I haven't actually yet given it to Hegdish. Of course, once I've already given it to Hegdish, then the halacha will be that I can't be matter at nether. And therefore, even though I was gave it to Hegdish, but it was a dibur. And now the next dibur where I'm paid it is a case of osa dibur mevatel dibur. Gemara just said that somebody who makes a nether is considered kilu bona boma. And of course, the achronim try to understand why is somebody who makes a nether, and yes, the Gemara is looking at a nether as a negative. Why is it considered? Why is it like kilu bona boma? So I saw that the Rishonim explained. When somebody builds a boma, he thinks he's doing a tremendous mitzvah. He's building a boma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But of course we know what he's doing is really an aveira, a terrible aveira. Building a boma in a time when bomas aren't supposed to be built is an aveira. That's the way a neder should be viewed at. You think that a neder is something positive, but really it's kilu bona boma. It's as if he did an aveira. So I saw Rabbi Aaron Kotler in the Mishnah Sabarin asks a question. The Mishnah Masechta Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yigimel says Nedarim Siyag L'Prishus. Somebody makes a neder as a way to prevent himself from doing aveiras. So we see that the Mishnah very much speaks positively about somebody who makes a nether. And here, we speak negatively. So, says Rabbi Aaron, both Mishnais are correct. Both Gemara are correct. Our Gemara, that spoke so disparagingly about somebody who built a boma, Hanoidekilu bona boma, is under normal circumstances. Under normal circumstances, one should not be making Nedarim. But there are circumstances, as the Mishnah over there speaks about, Nedarim Siyag L'Prishus, where a person sees that in his situation, if he won't make a nether, there is a real concern, what would be the repercussions of having made that nether? When that person is in such a situation where he sees that making a nether is the only way it's going to prevent him from doing an Aveira, then that's what he should do. And Rabbi Aaron takes this a step further. Rabbi Aaron Zatzal. Rabbi Aaron says, what we learn from here is that the proper approach to situations is to look at every situation and judge each situation. Is this a situation where I should be making a nether because that's what's going to prevent me from doing aveiros? Or is this a situation where I don't have that concern and I shouldn't make a nether? And every situation should be judged independently. Gufa. So Gemara goes back to discuss what Rabbi Yochanan taught us on Daf Nun Zayin Amabez. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gedulim vatam asikar." I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Litra b'tzalim tikna, tikna. If you have a litra of onions that you took off trumas amaisis, the zora, and now you planted misasheris lefikula. So when you take off meiser, we don't only look at the amount that grew; we look at the entire mixture, even what you planted originally. Because the gedulim am avatal the ikar, and now it looks everything is considered like a newly grown onion." Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabbi Kamal Hashmata. Amar Rav Chisda, Man Tzas Loch Ol Rabbi Yochanan Rabbah. Rabbi Chisda comment to Rabbah, nobody's going to pay attention to you and Rabbi Yochanan. Because Heter Shebehen, he asks, Lechen Holach, what happened to the Heter? This onion that was planted had all the Trumas and Maisis removed. How could it disappear? So Rabbi Naftali Trop explains that Rav Chisda and Rabbi Yochanan have here a very, very fundamental machloikish. What does Bittel accomplish? We know, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, in this sugyas, but it's throughout Shas, one of the most fundamental halachic concepts is Bittel. And the question is, what does Bittel mean? Does Bittel say that that whatever becomes Bittel is non-existent? It ceases to exist. Or does Bittel say it does exist, but the halacha tells us that when you have such circumstances where you have the roiv, whatever the roiv is, roiv, shishim, 100, 200, whatever the halacha tells us is the proper ratio to have Bittel, when you have that situation, the iser exists. But the Torah tells us that what we should do here is treat it as if it doesn't exist. Says Rav Naftali Zatzal, that's the machlokes here. Rav Chisda says that what is the concept behind Bittel? The concept behind Bittel is that the iser still is, that whatever is Bittel remains in existence. And that's why Rav Chisda says that this onion that I began with, we took off Trumas and Maisris. It didn't disappear. Rabbi Yochanan, Rava are of the opinion that no, Bittel is a much stronger halachic concept. Bittel creates a situation that the original Isser is no longer there. If the original Isser is no longer there, that's why we could say Bittel. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so Rava says, Mi loy tnan de kavasa. Haven't we learned a Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? The Mishnah Masech de Shvi'is, Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel teaches us, B'tzalim of the sixth year that you took out of the ground, and then you replanted them in the Shemitah year, Shiyad Olam Geshamim, and rain fell on them, V'tzimchu, and leaves come out of those onions. So the halacha is, Im Haya Al Shalem Shchayrim, if the leaves are black, so that means that they grew from the Shemitah ground, and they are a surim. Hariku, but if they're still green, and as we said, black doesn't mean black, dark green is also in the same category as black, but if they're just pale, then it's just an outgrowth of the moisture of the onion and mutarim. Now, ask the Gemara, makes Ravitz point. The chisharim, even if the leaves that grew are black, amaya surin, why would they be all be aser? Lema, heteshbehen, why don't we say that the onion, which we started with, was a six-year onion, should be lehechen holoch? Where did it go? And of course, the Ram points out, you would not be allowed to eat that onion because you can't tell which part of the onion is the last year's part and which is this year's part. But he says, what would be, says the Ram, if you sold that onion? The halach is that Shemitah, if you sell Shemitah produce, then the money gets Kedusha Shvius. But now, if the onion is not a Shemitah onion, it's just what grew is Shemitah, so you could say, I sold the sixth year for the money, and that money would not have on it Kedusha Shvius. Amalei, mi savrit al ikka ktani, says Rav Chisda, that Mishnah is not a raya. The Mishnah over there, that the Ashchayrim are Asurim Alika Ktani, Ataisus Ktani Asurim. Don't explain that's talking about that the ikur, that the onion is also just like the gedulim. What it meant to say was a toisus ktani, that only the gedulim are surim, but the onion I began with, since the onion I began with is a 6-year onion, it remains mutter. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if that's the way we're explaining that Mishnah, that the onion that was a 6-year onion remains mutter, and the onion and the gedulim, which are Shemitah gedulim, are asur, says the Gemara, my asur of Shimon Gamliel, lemeimer. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel come to teach us? The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us regarding this case, where you have a 6-year onion that you planted again in the 7th year. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hagol B'chiyev Chayev, what grew in the Shemitah year is treated like Shemitah produce. Hagol B'tor, what grew in the 6th year is Potter. But ask the Gemara to Rav Chisda, according to your interpretation of the Tanna Kamma, that's also what the Tanna Kamma said. That the Tanna Kamma, when he said it's usur, was only referring to what grew in the 7th year. But what was there, in the onion that grew on the 6th year, remains mutter. So ask the Gemara, so according to you, ask Ravit Rav Chisda, what is the machloikis between the Tanna Kamma and Shimon Gamliel? According to you, they're saying the exact same thing. Tanna Kamma, nami hachakamar, answers the Gemara, that Rav Chisda is going to explain that Mishnah and Braisa are not to be viewed as two different opinions. Here, to be understood, it's going to be understood that Kul Masnis of Shimon Gamliel Ketani La. The Mishnah represents the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Saying now is not necessarily a raya, but according to this, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and there's nobody arguing Rav Shimon Gamliel, holds that the ikur does not become bottled to the gedulim. So if that's the case, we started the Gemara where Rava wanted to use that Mishnah as a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. But not only is that Mishnah no longer able to be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, but it's even Akasha Rabbi Yochanan. Whose opinion is Rabbi Yochanan relying on? Says the Gemara. Va'at kan lo'sham le'Rav Shimon Gamliel lo'y katorach. He didn't do anything to mevatel it. The case that we just said, you put the onion in the ground, and then the rain came and it grew. Av hechda da torach. If you wanted to mevatel the ikur, that's the case where Rabbi Yochanan spoke about. So Gemara is now making a differentiation between where the onion just was left in the field in the Shemitah year and it grew leaves versus where you put the onion in the ground. And the Gemara asked the Gemara, Kol eich de tarach batel baruba, is that true that because you planted them in the ground, the halacha changes? Varei asked the Gemara, we learned in a braisa in yesterday's shir, litra maisa, tevel, if you have a measure of fruit, which is maisa rishin, that the Yisrael gave to the Levi, but the Levi, but it's still Tevel. Why is it still Tevel? Because the Levi has not given the Trumas Maisa. The halach is that we learned in our previous year that you planted it that way and they come, and then in the Shemitah year, they grow. The halach is, and those growths are potter from Maiser because Shemitah produce are Hefker and there's no Chiv, as we've learned many times, of Trumas and Maisris on Hefker. And what happened is the Gedulim and the Ikar are together, the Katarach, and here you worked on planting this. The Ketani V'Oysa Litra, that Litra of Maisa, Maisa Lama Makam Echel Fi Cheshbin. So we take off according to the amount that grew that didn't have Maisa removed from it. So we see from here that even though the person went out of his way to plant the Ikar, and then it should become bottle in the Gedulei Shvius, it's not bottle. So, and it remains an obligation to take Trumas Maisa from it. But here we just said that if you were cut Torah, if you planted, Rabbi, you just said that it does become bottle. Says the Gemara, Shani Gabi Maisa, answers the Gemara, Shani Gabi Maisa, Damakra Asa Tasas called Vurazarecha. That from here we learn that even mice, even if you planted it, the chiv of taking off miser still remains. So the Tera Zari Inchi, as Suraloi Zari Inchi. And says the Gemara, the Torah says the Zarecha, that even though normally the Ikka becomes a bottle to the Gidulim, that's if it's Heter, if it's Isser. Isser, people don't plant. But Heter, people do plant. And therefore, when you have Heter, the onion that I began with, which is Mutter, it just has to have Ritrumus Mice removed from it, that the Aloch is, doesn't become bottled to the Gedulim. Isser, that you have to take off Meiser, doesn't become bottled to the Gedulim that don't have a Chiv taking off Meiser. But were it to be Heter, if the, what I planted was completely Heter, there it would become bottled to the Gedulim. Gufa Amrav Chanina, Tarsa Amrav Yanai. Batsa Shatruma Shanata, if you have a Truma onion that you planted, Rabba Gedalva Ekra, and now the Gedulim are out. Not have the shear, the proper shear against the ikar mutter, you could eat it. Lememra, even Yisrael may eat it, and it's not considered truma. Ask the Gemara, Lememra, het the malinus iser. That means that the gedulim, which are not truma, have the ability to be mevatel the onion, which is truma. But Tanan, haven't we learned in the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, in Masech the Trumas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Daya, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, the Gedulei Truma, Atria like Truma? Answers the Gemara, correct. Gedulei Truma, Atria like Truma. And therefore there's no question if the Gedulim are Mevatel the Iker or not, because the Gedulim are just as Osir as the Iker. Here we're speaking about, says the Gemara, about Gedulei Gedulim, the next generation. That's Mutter. But ask the Gemara, Hanan mitanenim. That also has been learned in that Mishnah. The Gedulei Gedulim are chulin, and we don't take the Isser that far. Answers the Gemara, Hakamashmalan, what we're learning now that we wouldn't have necessarily known is a feel b'davish ein zara kala. In our Shiurim, going back to our Mishnah, the Gemara has made a distinction between something that completely deteriorates versus something which does not deteriorate. And onions have always been considered something which is ein zara kala, does not completely deteriorate. And what we're learning here is that even by something which is ein zara kala, the aloch is that the gedulei gedulim, the next generation, are mutter. Ask the Gemara, but Tanan, but the Mishnah, in Masechta Trumas, Perek Dal Tes Mishnah Vav says, Hatel Tevel, if you planted Tevel, gedulei mutterim. The dovish is zara kala. Only if it's something that the seed deteriorates. Aval dovish ain't zara kala. That iser continues gedulei gedulim asurim. So we see that there is a difference in halacha between gedulim and between gedulim and gedulei gedulim. That by dovish ain't zara kala, even gedulei gedulim are asur. Answers the Gemara. There is no stira from this Mishnah, what Rabbi Yani said. This Mishnah said that Gerube the Rabbi Gedulim Alikrai, Mutter. I would say that's in a case where the Gedulim are more than the Iker. So since they're more than the Iker, that's Mutter. And certainly in a case of Gedulei Gedulim, Kamash Milan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. That Gedulei Gedulim, by Gedulim, it doesn't make a difference what is the majority. There's never Bittel. Why is there never Bittel? Because Gedulei Truma are treated like Truma. We're asked when we speak about Gedulei Gedulim, there, the if they'd arrive and they're also Gedulei Gedulim, then they will be Mutter, even though it's a Dovish Ein Zara Kolo. Hanun Lach HaNoidim HaYerek, Hanun Lach HaNoidim HaYerek, Hanun Lach HaYoidim HaYerek.